Are you busy? No, I don't need anything, but I was wondering if you were busy. Like, you're not in the middle of anything, right? Okay. Can I sit with you? Okay. No, don't move. I'll just. It's just an arm around your stomach. I'm not interrupting, am I? It's not a weird position. I am very comfortable, I will have you know. No, that's it. I didn't really need anything. You can go back to what you were doing. Yes, I bought my book here, but honestly, I don't think I can read in this position, so I'll just hug you and watch you. What? Stop looking at me. Nothing. I don't need anything. I just wanted to sit here. Okay, fine. I do want one thing. Can I have a kiss, please? Yes, you can resume whatever you are doing now. No, you're taking a break. No, how convenient. Okay, fine. Just come here then. Pooping my nose. No. Stupid. Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. No. Okay, whatever. I mean, we could like game later if you want, or watch Netflix, or that's literally all we do. It's either gaming or Netflix, or gaming or Netflix, or I don't know. That's it. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. I don't know why you're so I don't know why you're so surprised that I would just come here just to be here. No, I didn't need to tell you anything. I just want to be in the same room. Preferably in the same space. Yeah, all up in your personal space. No, you don't have to bring it up. Well, that's different. You should take it as a compliment. I'm just more comfortable with you. Now. Yeah. Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts, okay? Yeah. I'm not in a cuddly mood often, so you shouldn't be asking questions. You should just be taking advantage. Oh, no, I want my leg at the top. Just, yeah. Yeah. Don't you dare. Don't you dare take a photo. I'm gonna punch you. No. Listen, I have a reputation to uphold. Yeah, people can't know. People can't see me like this. Nope. Mm-hmm. I have to be stoic and, like, not cheesy. You can't be exposing me like this. Honey, I will actually murder you in your sleep if you do that. If I see a picture of me sleeping all cuddled up next to you on your Instagram, I will literally, I will do something. Yeah. What? Well, I can't tell you yet, but it'll be something. Yeah. I don't know. I just. Oh yeah, you know that I'm not like a touchy person in general, or like a huggy person, or I don't know. But I don't know, with you it's just different. That's with like other people, like you're just you, so that's different. You don't count. No, you don't count. I don't know. Well, yeah, I do. No, I do hope you know, or yeah, I do hope you know that, you know, this is important to me, or this is like meaningful to me. It's special to me that I can just come up and hug you when I feel like it, or I can, I don't know, literally lie down on you and just when you're doing whatever, and it's like easy. I know it might not make any sense to you because you're like, you're just like such a huggy person. You're so affectionate, but I'm not like that, and it was hard for me to be like that. Like even with friends, you know, I'm not really like the touchy type, and it's for a lot of reasons. I don't know. Maybe part of it is just my personality, but. I think a big part of it is just I never felt safe enough with anyone to be comfortable doing that. And yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't want to be a bummer, but you know, like, I've seen a lot of stuff in my past. In my life, not to sound mysterious, but I know we've kind of brought it up. So it's always been kind of hard for me to trust people like that. Or not even trust people, but because I do, like, trust, you know, my friends and things like that, but I guess just on a more subconscious level to feel comfortable enough to be so close with someone so much. Yeah, I've never really had that before you. You just make me feel safe. And it's not scary. It's not scary to just be close to you like this. Yeah. Good, you should feel special. This is a very, very rare opportunity. Yep. These hugs are like once in a lifetime, so once in a million. Was it one in a million? It's like the Willy Wonka golden ticket that you have. Oh yeah, totally, totally. It's like, better cherish it, you know? Shut up. You're the one who asked. Don't make fun of me. I will cut this cuddling session short if you make fun of me. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that it is something I am grateful for, you know? For you. The fact that you make me feel so comfortable and safe, and I've never felt like that with anyone, even like my closest friends. You're just like, this is gonna sound like this is gonna sound like not a compliment, and it's gonna sound bad, but I promise it, like, you don't, just don't take it that way. No, I promise it's not something bad, but like, when I'm with you, I just feel like I'm alone, but not baby, not like that. So, like, you know, when you're alone and you can just be your true self and you can just be whatever you are, and you don't have to worry about like other people or how they look at you or, you know, whatever consequences of your actions would be if you were to just like be yourself. And there's like all this pressure. I don't know, sometimes even with my friends I feel like I can't be 100% me because there's like all these expectations, and they're not bad expectations, it's just, I don't know, I feel like you're the only one who knows me like 110%, and you're still here and you're still good to me and you still like me. Stop. No. I'm not gonna talk if you make fun of me. Don't look at me. Stop it. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm not even looking at you. My eyes are closed. No. Stop. Ow. You poked my eye. And I thought I was safe with you. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, that's what I meant. But I feel like I'm alone when I'm with you because I feel like I can just be myself. And I don't have to manage my behaviors or manage just who I am because of how it might make someone else feel or how it might make them think of me. Because I know you'll accept it. And I know whatever I throw at you, you're just gonna roll with it. Yeah, no matter how weird, even if I just yep, even if I just randomly start saying TikTok sounds, it's just, you're still there. I don't know how, but oh, you think it's funny? It's a little annoying. You can admit that. I know it's a little annoying. Maybe I can't help it. They got stuck in my head. I don't know what to do. Okay, no, I promise. I will tone it down. I promise. So basically, I guess I love you or whatever, but you know. Chill, don't, just don't.
Don't be too. Just keep it low key, okay? Yeah, whatever. Ugh. The L word. Yeah, I said it. What are you gonna do about it, huh? What are you gonna. What you're gonna do about it. I guess I'll say it more. That's pretty much it. I told you it was gonna sound bad, but that's not what I meant. You get it right. You get it after I explained it. I don't know, I feel like we're one. Ugh, that sounds so cheesy, but oh my god. You know what it is that I'm actually like a little sleepy because I didn't get that much sleep last night, so you're getting like way too honest me. I need to just shh, I need to not talk, so I'm not gonna talk anymore. I'm just spilling my guts right now. And that you're just gonna use it against me. I know you won't. You never do. Which is why I feel so safe with you. Don't you have to go back to work? You can stay here for a little bit more. Okay. It's not like, I want you to stay here. Like, I mean, if you want to just lie here for another hour, just cuddle, that's fine. But I'm not asking you to. So, you know, if you. Wait, no, don't go. I was kidding. Oh, you're so mean. Well, you don't have to call me out every time. Ugh. I don't know why you have to make me say it. That's so mean. You are. You're a meanie. Yeah, big meanie. Sorry, that was my book. It's that like astronomy? I always get confused with astronomy and astrology. No, it's astronomy. Yes. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like, I can't remember all the names and stuff of all the stars and little things and effects, but it's pretty interesting. Did you know I wanted to be an astronomer when I was younger? Like, I wanted to. No, actually wanted to be an astronaut. Yeah. Because I wanted to just go into space. I don't know. But then, like, I got older and I was like, that's a lot of work, so. No thanks. Yeah. I'll just stick to reading books about astronomy. Oh my god, baby, we should go to a planetarium. We should. Oh, I haven't been to one since I was like a kid. We used to go all the time. Yeah, my parents used to take me and my younger brother. And I remember the first couple times I went, I was so scared because it like looked so real. But we should go. That'd be so cute. Me sleepy. Kind of feel like you're making me let my guard down so you can sneak some pictures of me. Asleep with one eye open, I'll tell you that much. So, Don't you think you can try anything, okay?